But she's a gold digger. But
anyway, oh my God.
Right?
Jesus.
That's a Kanye West song, you know. But the point is that you are.
Title of this email is "With My Wife, No More Newness, Niceness." I'm considered a great hubby when I'm putting my credit on the line or buying gifts that I know aren't appreciated.
Okay.
Soon as the newness wears off, so does the niceness. Then I'm stuck wondering why she doesn't want me to, why she doesn't want to touch me or barely look at me.
That's it.
In bracket, but doesn't mind driving off, leaving me at home in a car I bought. All right. Okay, this is attraction issues.
Clearly. It is.
Clearly.
This is what comes to mind. What do you have to say to this guy? Because you're a woman, you understand. You understand more than I do.
Maybe the lady never loved him. Maybe she married him for
Jesus,
the money.
Jesus, that's evil.
I don't know, because he's saying that from what he just said, he said he's considered a great hobby. Okay, according to you.
Who's considering him a great hobby? Him.
I him considering himself. But hey, okay. Maybe he's been told it's a great hobby. But then, that's only when he's buying her stuff. Showering her with gifts.
So he's stuck in that mode.
Once he is not buying gift anymore, the niceness goes off.
So this is one of those guys that will say, but you told me yesterday I was a great hubby.
Now what changed today? And she doesn't want to touch him. So to me, what comes to mind is,
it doesn't have to be he never loved him. People get to a place where they don't want to touch.
Okay, so when he's buying her gift, she's all kiki keke.
Well, the love language is gift.
That is true. That could be the love language.
But this guy.
Well, then once it's stuck up, this guy is in problem right now. This is a serious issue.
This guy is in serious trouble.
Exactly, because once you're not bringing gift, then your life is over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's in the wrong marriage. That's all. I don't know.
That's, you don't know? You're stuck, baby? Come on, man.
I am stuck with this one.
You cannot be stuck with this one, baby.
I'm like, maybe she
credit
never
card
loved
debts.
You. Maybe, I'm sorry to crush your heart. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, let me. An example just happened, like, right now. In this moment in time. And for the man that's watching this, I'm going to help you, okay? I'm going to help you. And women can be mean, okay? They don't mean to be mean, but they can be extremely mean when they don't feel right.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's true.
And and she just did it.
Because
she told him that maybe he was...
I'm sorry
he just
to break
broke
your
his heart.
I just don't understand it. Maybe because my own love language is not receiving gifts, Sha. Mine is act of service.
It's act of service.
If my husband, on days my husband is helping me, I love him the most. On the days he's not helping me, I still love him though. Yeah. That don't mean...
No, but here's the way it works. It's a love tank issue. You feel
the
it.
The love tank
even
is
even the days that I'm not doing it, there's a love tank has enough in there.
Yes.
And you, nobody's asking you to do your love language over and over and just keep doing it. Mm-hmm. No, you're gonna be complacent because you're human.
Yes.
You know, but the idea is to do it as much as you can so that you can keep that love tank full, keep it at a level that is acceptable. Because there's going to be moments that you'll be weak.
Today I'm going to be like, Olari Bigbe, Olorim. And tomorrow I don't say Olorim.
I mean,
so I'm not getting none?
Just,
I mean, come on.
Just last night. Don't, she gets some. But anyway.
No, I'm using this guy's email.
I'm kidding. Pause.
I'm kidding. What?
Just last night, I was going to go on an appointment to go see a property. And the next thing, she started walking towards me with her phone in her hands.
Oh my
and
God.
And she started walking towards me with her phone in her hands, doing like that. I could tell she's looking at stuff online shopping that I may help her pick up.
Oh my God.
And before she gets to talking, I go, don't give me work to do.
We're calling me out now.
It's real. This stuff. This stuff is real. So as soon as don't give me stuff to do, because funny enough, I was working so hard to catch up with some things, and I was gonna go hit the shower and then go on the road for a minute, and I wasn't sure. I was so already overwhelmed by the places I wanted to go. So, and then I saw her bringing the phone. Don't bring me no phone. And then she asked if she could order it online. I said, "Ah, please go ahead and order it online so they can deliver." But
same problem solved.
Problem solved. But the truth is that those little moments can cause serious issues with people. Because those, if I do that over and over every time, I'm going to build that bad energy over and over and never help you.
Right.
The point there is that I have moments like that where don't bring your phone to me. Right? But because I have other moments that I try to fill in that tank, right? The love tank. Is that what he called it? Love tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, we're talking about Gary Chapman with the love languages, five love languages, right? He, you know, there's that, you know, just because I have those moments, I have enough in there. She said something that was small matter, but was okay. I don't remember what it was. That's because it didn't matter, you know. And she went and ordered it, and then I came back early. I didn't go to the other places, right? But you know what comes to mind with this guy? Let me help you. If you're this guy, you are the nice guy, and I'm gonna share something with you. Nice guy finish last.
Hmm.
Nice guys finish last.
Nah.
It's a popular saying. Okay.
Oh wow.
And the issue here is not just you enabled this. Okay.
The behavior.
Yes, and you're right. Maybe you enabled it from the beginning. I hate to break it to you like that. Maybe she fell in love with you because. I don't mean to call you a gold digger, but she's a gold digger. But anyway,
oh my God.
Right?
Jesus.
That's a Kanye West song, you know. But the point is that you're enabling it right now, you know. If you feel that it is not right at this moment in time, remember, you don't need her to be happy before you're happy. You just need to be happy. And if you're not happy, that's going to transfer back to her eventually anyway.
Yep.
And she will not be happy, and it will never be enough.
Never.
Right now, you're not happy. And she could tell, believe it or not.
Mm.
But because you're still feeding it with the niceness, and niceness is not good enough. It needs to be new to her. It's not just gifts, by the way. Newness in general increases attraction.
Mm.
Just in general, for anything. It's not just gifts.
Mm.
When something is new, that's why.
Spontaneous.
You owe it to yourself if you're in a marriage that everything feels dead and stale right now. You owe it to yourself to do some research, starting with getmymarriageback.com, on how you can bring newness back into the marriage. And there may be stuff going on in your life, in your marriage, that will bring that newness, that will trigger the newness, that will trigger for you to learn something new. Maybe you're confused right now. Anytime you're confused, it's time to learn something new. So being confused, which is you sound like here right now, it's not a bad thing. It's time for you to learn something new. I'm going to guarantee you that right now. But her behavior, it's her behavior. That's her property.
Hmm.
But you may be enabling it, okay, because you said it yourself. You buy, and then there's newness in the gift. Once the newness is over,
you don't get no more.
And to the extent of she doesn't want to touch you,
that's like.
Let me give you another hint. Everyone wants something. Everyone cares about something in life. Okay, everyone is in a situation or a relationship because they are getting something out of it.
Yeah.
All right. So even the person that says, I'm confused. I'm not sure if I want this marriage anymore. But they're still there. There's still something they're getting that makes them stay there, right? It could be because you're not beating them up. Don't beat anyone up.
Hmm.
All right? No physical violence, period. Period. But it could just be simply because you're still there.
Hmm.
It could just be that simple fact. They're getting a certain benefit
from
looking at you there, that you're still there anyway. Okay? If that's what they're getting, that's your property. You need to remove it. Meaning, right. Remove yourself. It could be temporary. That's okay. Temporary does not have to have how long on it. Does not have to have an ultimatum on it. It's just for now. You need to find yourself too.
Yes.
It's not just her that needs to find herself.
Yes.
Right? You need to find yourself too. And yeah, your gift, all that needs to stop immediately.
ASAP.
Yeah, because you're bribing for sex. Mm. It never works. Mm.
You are bribing, Oga. You don't overbribe self.
Bribing for sex never works. The best sex you can have is the one that someone gives to you.
Really?
Willingly. Mm. Right? She knows this. We got to a point, I don't know, 3-4 years into it. Mm-hmm. I want some, right? Mm-hmm. And then she will now get to, I forgot exactly how it went down now, but bottom line is that she didn't want that night. Mm-hmm. But she would do it out of guilt. Mm. Those are the sex that I hate the most. Because mm-hmm. at the end of it, I'm like, what the hell?
Because you're not engaged. Like, you're like, okay, it's just a duty now.
Yeah, because
we're not having fun.
The kind of sex that you want, mm-hmm. right, is the one that's given to you. The one that she's all over you too. That's the one that you enjoy the most. Are we making sense?
Yep.
That's the one that you enjoy the most. And the other point I wanted to make here is this. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, babe.
The sex you enjoy the most is the one that's given to you. If you take it, it's not going to feel as good. Mm-mm. And it's not just sex. It's everything else. Right? If you take, it's not going to feel. So another way to take is when you bribe you to take. Hmm. Right? When you bribe people just because you know they're going to give something, it's another form of taking. Because you are still being manipulative.
Yes.
Right? You may have been using your gift to manipulate her, and basically you can see the result of it. So the solution to this is, first of all, you need to stop your behavior that's making that behavior come back to you. Any behavior that's making a behavior come back to you, you stop it, right? Mm-hmm. And you switch it. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's time to switch. Oh, you didn't buy her a gift. Oh, you just go numb on that. She's probably not going to ask you because she's probably too arrogant and too prideful to ask you that you didn't give any gift. Well, when you buy another gift, she smiles like, huh? Right?
But so
when the newness is gone, the niceness is gone. Well, you don't want a woman to be nice to you. You just want a woman to want you. That's what you want. You know, if you're just being nice to me, I can tell. Mm-hmm. I don't want it either. Because it's not authentic, right?
Yes.
It's not authentic. But if you want me, I want it. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel good. It boosts my mm-hmm. ego. Mm-hmm. You know? So clearly, that's not working for you. And you notice that you're in a vicious cycle right now. So whatever it is that she wants, that she's still there, take that away. Sounds like the gift on the surface, but I have a feeling that there may be other things. It could just be security. One of the things that women want is security.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though they may bastardize how they interpret that, what that is, right? They may think something is security and it's not. But what they want, from a feeling standpoint, is security. Take that away by simply doing what's best for you. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about if there's kids involved. If there are kids involved, it's your responsibility to take care of that family.
Take care of your kids. Yeah.
We're talking about gift, extra gift, getting into debt with credit cards and stuff. Nah. I'm not talking about paying your bills as a man. You need to keep doing that even if they already shut down on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right.
So that's what I have for this guy. Let me see here if I covered everything. I want to fight. Is that him?
Mm-mm.
No, that's not him. So does the niceness. Then I'm stuck wondering why she doesn't want to touch me. Well, if you're the one wondering, right,
mm-hmm.
you're more attracted to her.
Mm.
Now you know. Shut the attraction off. You're not mm-hmm. attracted to her anymore. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's easier said than done. All right? It's easier said than done. All right, so I was rounding up. Basically,
yeah, you were talking about she's not attracted to him and he needs to shut down the attraction.
She's not attracted to him because she doesn't have to wonder. She already knows you're going to go buy another gift, right?
Okay.
You're predictable.
Very.
Right? If any, what with predictability comes lower attraction too.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, shocker. Give her the shocker of her life. Stop buying the gift.
Yes.
That's number one. And then just be self-sustainable. Work on yourself in this moment in time. And that's going to be a nice moment in time to test if she wants you at
for
all.
For you.
For
yeah.
you. That's going to also going to be distance away from her to increase attraction. Okay? And then if there are other issues that she's not talking about, this would be a good moment for God to work on her.
Mm-hmm.
She will bring it out. Stop buying the gift right away. The extra gift. it's pointless. It's also a sign that you're weak. It's a sign of weakness that you keep buying those gifts. And you're being Mr. Nice Guy. Being Mr. Nice Guy, at least in this context, never works.
It doesn't work. Nah.
And being nice is usually very not authentic. It's not somebody giving to you, they're just being nice. Quote unquote, being nice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it doesn't work. Alright? Anything else you want to add?
Oh, we nailed it.
Hopefully been enlightened and educated. Don't forget to download the book, getmymarriageback.com. It's free PDF. It's also available in paper like this, as well as audiobook and Kindle. If you said anything that made sense, please make sure, don't forget to hit the like button. Thank you so much. See you on the next one.
Peace.